Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I've been getting a lot of emails such as this one. Christina from Los Angeles writes, every time I go to my doctor, they won't let me see the doctor and only the nurse practitioner. My rash is getting worse, but again, they won't let me see the doctor. Should I be worried? What's the best way to see an actual physician? It all depends. I am trained in California. It depends on your HMO. It depends on your insurance. That's a tough one. You know, if you are within a plan or a network, I'm not sure how they do it now with Kaiser, but I don't know what type of choices you have. But let me first put your minds at ease. I mean, nurse practitioners are awesome. I've worked with nurse practitioners. I've worked with physician assistants. I love them. I mean, I think they are phenomenal. But I do understand that many of you are concerned that you can't see a doctor. One of you had asked, what's the difference in training between a nurse practitioner and a doctor? Many of you don't realize nurse practitioners actually have a lot of training. They do. Many of them now have about 7 years post-high school, whereas doctors have 11 to 14 years. Nurse practitioners, they already have, because many of them have to have a bachelor's degree. Many of them then have a master's degree. So you have the bachelor's degree, which is 4 years, master's degree. And mind you, some bachelor's degrees are becoming 5 years. Then you have the master's degree, which is a couple-year program, and then a nurse practitioner, which could be anywhere from a year, and now I'm hearing it expands to 2 years. So we could be looking at 7-8 years post-high school of training. So, I mean, it's starting to get up there. Your nurse practitioners sometimes are even preferred over doctors. We're seeing a new trend where the nurse practitioners seem to have more time to sit with the patient and talk. You know, they have more time. Like, you know, my nurse practitioners or PAs usually saw less patients than I did, so they had more time to sit and talk, except people love them. They love them. You know, here's Dr. Wax. Yeah, I'm seeing the patients, but I mean, we have a very, 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 you know, heavy schedule, and I have to, you know, take out this lesion and sew this person up and do this. So the nurse practitioners start garnering a lot of, relationship, a good relationship with the patients, much times better than the doctors, and people start to like them. People start to prefer them. I was asked, have I ever seen a nurse practitioner mess up? I've seen doctors mess up. I've seen nurse practitioners mess up. All right. I mean, you'll see them all. I mean, for every time I hear that a patient said the nurse practitioner missed this, I heard the same complaint about a doctor as well. So what do you look for when you look for experience? Well, one is you want to make sure that person has been in the trenches and has worked in not a very, shall we say, sheltered area. Okay? If that nurse practitioner or physician has worked in some of the busiest of emergency rooms and some of the busiest of clinics, then you will increase your exposure to a variety of diseases. You're going to eventually see Rocky Mountain spotted fever, Lyme disease, mesenteric ischemia, things like that, because you want your doctor or nurse practitioner or PA to have seen it all. So such that if you come in with something kooky, they'll be like, no, 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 I know what this is. I know what this is, you know? Now, mind you, I'm very well trained, been in multiple states, did ER on my own, and still I was stumped when somebody came in with a stingray sting. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, okay? I don't see stingrays, all right? But she hadn't gone to the ER. She had a stingray. I know. She was in L.A. She was in L.A. She was in Long Beach. Apparently, the lifeguard said there were tons of stingray stings that day. You know, take some anti-inflammatories, etc. Well, her leg blew up. And, I mean, I had to look it up, but I knew where to go, and I knew roughly what to do. But I'm a doctor. I'm an M.D., and I still have to look stuff up. We all do. So what you want, if you're getting a provider and you are afraid they may not have the experience that you want, you know, while you still have any choice left, you're free to, you know, try to find another provider. If you can't, then you want to interview that provider and make sure that if they do feel like they're over their head, they have somebody to go to. I always tell my patients my limitations. All right, I got a lot of limitations, and I'll tell them. You know, patient will come in saying, well, you know, I have a seizure disorder, and the seizures come and go, and, you know, and I'll tell them, I go, look, you know, when it comes to seizures, I need to recruit the neurologist. I am not your doctor to manage your seizures. I am not your doctor to manage your diet pills. I don't know how to manage diet pills. If so, I'd be on them myself. I'm very, very scared. One of my patients had a seizure on a diet pill. So if I, as a doctor, you know, will tell you my limitations and I'll say, look, if this gets beyond my scope, I'm going to get the specialist, then your nurse practitioner and physician assistants do the same thing. Physician assistants will usually have a doctor nearby. Nurse practitioners are now practicing more independently. And again, many of these nurse practitioners are awesome. I wouldn't be concerned. There's a bigger concern, though. I'm going to be interviewed on one of the news stations on Friday talking about why people are criticizing what's happening with nurse practitioners being, you know, recruited and deputized to work independently so they could take care of primary care. Most of us doctors, we don't have a problem with that. Most of us physicians, we love nurse practitioners and physician assistants. We've worked with them forever. A lot of us newer doctors really appreciate the nursing community because the nurses are the backbone of our healthcare system. Where the problem lies, and we're going to talk about this after break, is if the same system that's crushing our DOs and our MDs and forcing them to leave the field still exists and nobody's handling that problem, then the same thing is going to happen to your nurse practitioners. And then who do we deputize next? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-362-3254. Be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottle, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Please follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia and on Twitter, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I've been receiving lots of emails on, you know, not being able to see a doctor. You know, what's the difference between a nurse practitioner and a doctor, difference between a nurse practitioner and a physician assistant. We reviewed years ago the difference between MDs and DOs and DCs. And so, I mean, we've covered this before, but the subject is becoming more and more of an issue as many people are concerned that they're not getting to see a doctor. So we're discussing, you know, when do you need to see a doctor? When is it not okay to see a doctor? What's the difference in training? You know, and as more people are seeing nurse practitioners, what could be the fallout of that? Well, first and foremost, like I've said before, I love the nurse practitioners and the physician assistants. I think they do a phenomenal job. But obviously the two aren't equal. And by equal, the cost of school. Okay, that's a factor. All right? If it's cheaper to go to nurse practitioner school than it is to be a doctor, then more people are going to want to become a nurse practitioner than a doctor. You see what I mean? By equal, I'm not talking about equal in terms of quality. Okay, I'm talking about equal in terms of what the ripple effect could be. Many doctors are concerned not at the experience of nurse practitioners, because like I said, we've all been proven time and time and again that your mid-levels are phenomenal. In fact, I don't even like calling them mid-levels. I think mid-levels are insulting. Your nurse practitioners, physician assistants are phenomenal. They are medical providers. I think we need to get rid of the term mid-levels. It's insulting. All right. So doctors aren't disputing that. The big problem I have as a physician is first, whatever is going on now with us losing our doctors, the malpractice rates. What, my malpractice insurance is what, about $25,000 a year for no lawsuits? That's ridiculous. Why am I spending that much? Not to mention when a doctor does get sued, one lawsuit can take away everything they own, can take away their practice, the lower reimbursements, the audits, the way the media portrays us doctors. So doctors are saying, to heck with this. Now, if doctors are leaving, what makes anybody think that the nurse practitioners are going to be immune to the same crap being thrown at doctors? Okay, nurse practitioner malpractice insurance is going to now start going up. Nurse practitioners are going to start being sued. Nurse practitioners are going to find themselves overworked and underpaid. Nurse practitioners are going to find that these insurance reimbursements are ridiculous and all the hassle of running a clinic. You know, it's interesting. You know, I run my own office, and I love the fact that I have my own office, but boy, were things easier when I just did my shift in the ER. I clocked in, and I clocked out. Running a business is extremely stressful, and I spend more time operating my medical clinic than I do actually seeing patients. And I was never trained to operate a medical clinic. I was trained to be a doctor. And the reason why a lot of doctors are closing down their practices is because they're going under, because they don't know how the hell to live on the crappy payments they're receiving from insurance, or how to deal with all the uninsured patients and how to keep their company afloat. And, you know, the idea of office managers, well, you need a good office manager. Office managers can be very, very good, but they could also be very, very deadly. The office managers we've had have just completely demolished growth and means of growth during the time they were there. Let's just limit new patients to only two a day. How do you limit new patients to just two a day when we're kind of a walk-in clinic and we, you know, deal with a lot of urgent care patients? You can't do that. We've had managers try to steal the money, try to have insurance checks go to a P.O. box in California. So you need to be extremely careful. You can't be a physician or a nurse practitioner operating your business and not having any idea as to what is going on with that business. Okay, you know, when I have a patient tell me, look, I called your office and I didn't get a call back, I can't say, well, not my problem. I'm the doctor. I'm just here to see you and prescribe. That is my problem, because your care extends beyond that 15, 20 minute, hour long office visit, in some cases 2 minute office visit. So your care extends beyond that. Somebody does a CAT scan, I always recommend you come back in for results. They don't come back in, you're still responsible. You still need to make sure they get those results. So nurse practitioners are going to start taking that on, whether they want to or not. And I don't want the nurse practitioners to go through the same crap we doctors are, because then the nurse practitioners are going to start to leave. And then who do we deputize after that? The reason why a lot of people in the medical community are upset with what's happening with making nurse practitioners independent is because we feel it has nothing to do with the nurse practitioners. It's nobody is doing nothing about the doctor problem. Now, some people will say, look, fine. Then you deputize RNs, and then you deputize LPNs, and these guys are good, trust me. Every RN I met, damn, they know their stuff. Okay, you got a point, but now let's look at the other ripple, okay? Nurse practitioner school, extremely expensive, but a hell of a lot cheaper than medical school. A hell of a lot cheaper medical school. Nurse practitioners now make six figures. So now I'm seeing students that go to college, and I ask them, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to be? All right. More times than not, they're now wanting to be nurse practitioner, physician assistants, pharmacists, etc. And when I go, that's awesome. Why? I go, well, it's a hell of a lot cheaper than being a doctor and less years. That's true. That's true. If the nurse practitioners are going to get the jobs, if the nurse practitioners are in demand, if nurse practitioners can now run their practice independently, and because remember, if you're going into medicine, you're not going into medicine to make money. A true person going into medicine wants to take care of patients, and they want to be their own boss. Well, if being a nurse practitioner offers that, there's not a lot of incentive to spend an extra 4 to 7 years in school than a nurse practitioner needs. And there's not a lot of incentive to pay twice or triple. So now we have less people going into medical school. Well, that's right, the nurse practitioners can take over. Well, can they? Are they also learning surgery? Are they learning, starting to operate? Are they becoming the neurosurgeons? Are they becoming the orthopedic surgeons? Now, mind you, they are. We're going to start to see more and more start to go into the specialties. But we're not just talking about losing primary care doctors. The ripple effect now is you're not going to be getting the surgeons and the specialists, which means they're going to have to turn nursing school around. And if they're going to turn nurse practitioner school around to be now a multi-year program, now the cost is going up. Now the length of time is going up. And boom, nurse practitioners are now going to have the same problem as doctors. So nobody's even working on this. Now, well, actually, I forgot. There is, I believe, a university in California that is trying this 3-year program where you can become a doctor instead of your 4-year postgraduate. It's 3 years. You guys understand, when I'm talking 7 versus 11 years, I'm talking past high school. Nurse practitioners, 4 years. Master's, 2 years, or 4 years bachelor's, 2 years master's, and then a year or two after that, nurse practitioner. Medical school, after high school, you have 4 years college, 4 years medical school, then 3 to 5, 6, 7 years residency. Okay? So, when we look at this medical school going, well, you know what we'll do is we'll take one of those years off. Okay, that's nice. If you could shave a whole year off medical school, that's nice. But you're still not bringing it down to the 7-year program like nurse practitioners. And then do patients even want that? What I got to see in my 7 years postgraduate in medicine, I started to see patients day one. And we saw thousands upon thousands, tens of thousands of patients. If nurse practitioner school includes that in their master's program, and they do, they have a lot of patients, all right, then we know they're getting the experience. But you start to cut back the doctor's years of patient contact and rotations in different fields, now you're decreasing their experience. So in a nutshell, your nurse practitioner can and will do an amazing job. However, we have got to figure out how to stop losing our doctors. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. We'll be right back.
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, right now in the United States, we have two patients in isolation while being tested to see if they've been infected with the Ebola virus. One woman is in New Mexico. Another patient is in California. News broke that they had to isolate another patient in California yesterday when they thought that they were showing signs and symptoms of possible Ebola. Now, we don't feel at this point that they have We're expecting the results to come back negative. Let me just say that. But again, I don't want to jinx anything. All right. You know, they're concerned. They have them isolated, but they're not expecting it. The New Mexico patient had recently returned from Sierra Leone, where she worked as a teacher, and began showing symptoms associated with the virus: fever, sore throat, body aches, and headaches. Remember, Sierra Leone is one of the four West African countries hit by the outbreak. It has thus far now claimed lives up in the 1,200 death toll. I'm looking to see if I have any more information on the one in from California. I'll keep you posted on that. Last I looked, I believed it was Northern California. So unfortunately, I don't have that information yet, but we'll keep you posted as soon as we get it. So, you know, you see these symptoms: fever, headache, sore throat. And like I've said on my show before, what the heck do we do once school starts to come back in, and then flu season starts to creep in, and now we have all these patients around you at the grocery store, going Christmas shopping, in the school lunch line, coughing, high fever, throat, etc. Well, the CDC has some guidance on what to do in terms of quarantining and isolating, because we medical providers are not getting any instruction on what to do or how to screen for it. I called one of the laboratories to see, you know, do they have a test ready to go? So if I have a patient who could possibly have it, I could, you know, run a test. And their answer was no, just contact the health department. So even the laboratories are kind of in chaos trying to figure out, and I hope they're figuring out. I mean, I hope they're planning something, because when the weather changes, we start to see fever. Now, right now in Africa, they are making sure that nobody sick is boarding aircraft. So people have been exposed to Ebola. They're now saying to not travel on commercial airplanes until there is a period of monitoring for symptoms of illness lasting 21 days after the exposure. So basically what they're doing is waiting for the incubation period to end. So if you were exposed, let's say August 1st, then by August 21st, tomorrow is it? Or let's say, next day, I don't even know what the day is. If you haven't had any symptoms, you're good to go. Let's say you are sick. Let's say you're sick, you're not feeling well. They said you can't travel, or they do not want you to travel, until a doctor or public health authority has cleared you for not having Ebola. They say airlines should consider using their own authority, okay, for U.S. airlines, foreign airlines serving the United States, the Federal Register. They said, you know, use their own authority in terms of, you know, deplaning or not allowing somebody to go on a plane. All right. Management of ill people on aircraft if Ebola is suspected. Okay, this could be tough. Okay, here you are. You're already a flight attendant dealing with everybody crabby because the cocktail cart's taking so long and the drinks are so expensive. All right, but now you got to be on the lookout for ill travelers. They say cabin crew should follow routine infection control precautions for ill travelers identified during flight. Remember, Ebola does not spread through the air. However, we are concerned about bodily fluids, okay? And we want to have as little droplets being spewed out from their coughing and sneezing. They say if there is a sick person, separate them as much as possible. Yeah, right. Usually coach class is so cattle car packed in, I don't know where they would separate them. If the sick person is coughing or sneezing, provide a surgical mask if the sick person can tolerate wearing one. You don't want to put a mask on somebody who is going to go into a panic mode and not breathe, but if they can handle it, hopefully they can. Apologize. If they say if a mask cannot be tolerated, provide tissues and ask the person to cover their nose or mouth. Provide a plastic bag for disposing the used tissues. No, do not put the plastic bag over their head. No. If they're sneezing and coughing or whatever, one of my kid's friends came over. He was sick, and he had his Kleenex spewing all over our living room. And I'm like, dude, you get your butt up, and you throw it in the garbage. Well, my mom does it for me. I'm not your mama. But provide a plastic bag for them. Provide an air sickness bag if the traveler is going to be vomiting. Wear impermeable disposable gloves, because when you serve peanuts to somebody else in row 52, you want to make sure that they don't get it. Then, of course, they're supposed to report the ill travelers, etc. Now, what about, what should you do? You're home, you're starting to feel sick, now you have fever, chills, muscle aches, severe diarrhea, vomiting, and a rash. What do you do? Well, before you start driving around and on the way to the doctor's office, stopping by the store, grabbing something to eat, etc., you want to notify your doctor or notify the emergency room that you think you could possibly have Ebola. Okay? Then what the doctor, the emergency room should do is make sure that there is a path that you can take without exposing others, so they have a place that you could be isolated in. Now, be prepared. Many doctor's offices do not have isolation rooms like hospitals do. So what I don't want happening is you go to a doctor's office and you wait the 2-3 hours like you do, and they don't have a place that you could, they don't have a place that you could be. And so my suggestion would be, before you guys even get sick, before that even happens, find out if any of your family members start to show symptoms, where in your city you go. You know, which hospital you go to, do you go to the health department, etc. Because at 2-3 in the morning is not the time to call. And I suggest all doctor's offices also figure out what they should do and where they should send people. Right now, I can pretty much guess that most cities are not prepared. And the reason why is they don't have quick ways of testing. And everybody better get their acts in gear. And what, now that we know that we have a couple people in U.S. hospitals are already being treated, I'm sure that people are starting to get their poop together. But I could just see patients decide to go to one of the Walmart clinics and wait to be seen. No, that's not what you do. Okay? What I want you to do is call ahead now while you feel fine. Find out. And just every couple weeks, just update, just in case something changes. You know, call the main hospital and go, look, if we have these symptoms, what do you want us to do? All right, you want us to call you first, you want us to drive to the back entrance, where do you want us to go? And they may say, well, we'll know then the night it happens. Yeah, I get that, but just roughly, you want to know that that's going to be the place you're going to call. All right? Whew. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Good news is they say 5 people given the experimental Ebola drug are actually already improving and on the mend. So we're pretty happy with that. I think that original doctor that was brought in and originally treated, he was able to even see his wife pass the screen. So this is some pretty exciting stuff. Now, we know that the World Health Organization has now approved the use of the experimental treatments like ZMAP. ZMAP has been given to 6 people now, 3 Westerners, 3 African doctors, and one of the Catholic priests, unfortunately, who was working in Liberia, had died. But the other 5 now are improving. So 1 out of 6 dying is not good, but we have 5 that are improving, okay? MAP Biopharmaceutical, the company that produced the drug, says all their supplies, unfortunately, are now exhausted. There's an experimental vaccine as well. We're keeping you guys posted as we get more information. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Apparently, there is something called retired husband syndrome. And they say women feel stressed and depressed because their husbands have retired. What's going on with that? They say experts claim that women can suffer stress, higher depression, or inability to sleep once their husbands retire. This research comes from the University of Padova. They used figures from Japan, but they said this affects women around the world. They said many couples feel as if they have been thrown together again when the husband retires. I see this a lot. Boy, I see this a lot. These couples start to fall apart because now husband's home. They say Japan was chosen as a place. Sorry, I'm not bagging on the husbands. I love the husbands. I'd love to see more of my husband. But it's a definitely different dynamic when husband's not home. Japan was chosen as a place to conduct the research because of traditional gender roles in older generations, where in many families, husbands went to work when women stayed at home. After a life apart and progressive estrangement, they said, many Japanese couples are forced to start spending time together when the husband retires. This could be a very stressful experience for wives who suddenly have to face the continuous presence of a stranger in the house and the additional burden of his requests. The experts said, according to Daily Mail, that depending on the age of both partners, a wife has a 6% chance of developing this syndrome, and it rises 14% a year after the husband retires. This was published in the Institute for the Study of Labor in Bonn, Germany. Okay, now, they say if you're a working woman, it could even affect you even more. Now, what I see are my retired men depressed. I see that. I know the women are grumpy, and understandably so. You know, they have the routine, you know, that's if they're home. You know, they have the routine, they have, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, now you have, again, your husband there. And I get mad at my husband for being around the house a lot. Okay? You know, remember we had to, I had to teach you men on, bathroom etiquette, all right, and not going into the bathroom, going anywhere near the bathroom when your lady, you know, is home, okay, or trying to get ready. You need to wake up 2 hours early, get your shower in, get everything done, or you 2 hours later use your bathroom time. But you cannot be getting ready in the morning the same time your wife does. It will result in divorce. My husband knows that. I even have it written in lipstick on the mirror in the bathroom. But usually I see the men depressed. All right, and it's not that they're sad about aging. It's you need something to do. You need that little bit of stress. You do. Now, I felt some of this. It was very, very interesting. My mom and dad had a baby when I was 15 and a half. So I was a sophomore in high school, and then I was a junior. And then I was a senior in high school, and they had to work. They both had to work. And when they went off to work, I took care of the baby. So I came home from work, and then I took care of the baby. And then on the weekends, I was home all day with the baby. Well, I love my brother to death, but I just really started to get into a funk. You know, I was watching the baby shows and I was really sick of Elmo, and the TV was boring, and I really couldn't wait to get out of the house. I needed that stress. I needed something to do. And I felt that, which is also why a lot of women have postpartum depression. Not only is it the lack of sleep and the hormone issue, is here they had a daily schedule of getting up and doing what they want, and now they're home. A lot of people do not want to be home. Even if they like their house, even if they like the television and they like the decor and they like the, you know, a lot of them don't want to be. And so now we have the opposite, husband's home. Okay, and, you know, most men retirement age, all right, are not like they were the way they were when they were in their 20s. Okay, my husband is a lot grumpier. He's 45. complains about this, complains about that, you know, so I have to look at him, I have to say, shut the, you know, up, I'm trying to, like, you know, do my thing, you know. He'll, like, you know, kind of start walking around. My boys do that, too. They'll, like, walk around kind of in a circle and back and forth. You know, they can't find something or they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what to do. And so they just kind of stand there. And they kind of circle. They do a semicircle to the left. And then they kind of do a semicircle to the right. And, you know, I'm just trying to get from one room to another to do my stuff. And you got these guys, you know, semicircling. And then the dog is lying there licking himself. And I'm like, get out! Get out! This is my home. Just everybody get out. Huh? What? What do we do? Oh, mom's on her period again. Let's go. I'm like, no, has nothing to do with that. It's just you guys are bobbleheading around the house. Just don't you have something to do, a plan? You go from point A to point B. You guys are meandering. No meandering around the house. I get nervous when they meander. You know, and they're probably bored. When they're bored, they start to meander, and I need to give them something to do. And boy, it is not going to be fun. Okay, I'm going to be like, look, you need to clean the toilets. You need to go on scorpion patrol. Go on scorpion patrol. Make sure there's no scorpions. I need the laundry. Your dirty underwear is in the bathroom. Can you pick up the dirty underwear? Put it in there. Can you wash that? Don't forget to fold the laundry. I also need to clean the windows. I can't get out there. Go clean the windows. I'll give you something to do. All right, and then they get mad. Gosh, why are you mean? You're not fun anymore. Fun! Get out of the room. You're meandering. You're distracting me. Get out. Do something. I'll go play a video game. No, you're not going to play a video game. So anyway, we aren't even there yet. And I already can't live with my family. All right? And I love them. I mean, I love them. You just can't live all together. All right? Now, do they put up with my stuff? I'm sure my stuff really isn't bad. You know, yeah, maybe I dance around to some music. Maybe I play some barbershop quartet in the background and try to sing to it. But that's cool. They don't look like they're bothered by it. They're the problem, not me. Apparently, back in 1984, they discovered this retired husband syndrome. The wives of retired men had told this researcher, Charles Johnson in America, that I'm going nuts, I want to scream. This also is an extremely important point when we talk about divorce and couples, etc. Many of your older couples, okay, didn't divorce like younger couples do. And they stuck it out. And they made it work. And good for them. All right? And they're partners with their husband or wife. But many of them don't love each other, unfortunately. Many of them don't like each other. All right? They live together. They tolerate each other. But now all that surfaces. And it's kind of concerning. You know, I mean, I have a lot of couples that are very honest. They're like, you know, honey was home on vacation. I was ready for him to go back to work. All right? You know, and I get that. I get that. It's hard to be around other people all the time, especially different from you. But this is the person you know, fell in love with and you devoted your life to, and now you're older and you don't want to be around them. It's kind of scary. So this is probably going to happen more and more often. Retired husband syndrome. Speaking of something that happens more and more often, going pee in the ocean. Apparently, researchers say from the American Chemical Society do not feel guilty about going pee-pee in the ocean. They say the waste has no effect on the water, and our urine is very similar in composition to seawater. We'll talk about how urine helps your fishies. No, but do not pee in the fish tank. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-ELLY.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.